welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Writers Toolshed. I'm your host, Richie Billing, and today we're exploring ghost stories, what they are, and how to write them. Plus, we look at some of our favourite examples and how these stories have influenced the fantasy genre. Before we crack on, just a quick reminder that if you haven't already done so, I'd be very grateful if you subscribed or followed the show. Episodes go out on the 14th and the 28th of each month. So if you do follow us on Spotify, for example, you're not going to miss one because you get notifications. Excellent little feature. If you appreciate what we're doing, it'd mean an awful lot if you left us a quick review or a rating on Spotify mobile app. It takes just a few seconds and it really does mean an awful lot because it tells us that we're doing something right and we're going to keep on doing it. And it helps other people find the show as well. Speaking of which, if you know of anyone at all who may find this podcast of use, please let them know about it. A quick share on social media is so helpful because we don't have any money to spend on marketing and getting the podcast out to the wider world. So it's all driven by fans, and that's what makes it so fantastic for me to do. And if you do want to get involved, why don't you join our writing group? There's loads of us on Discord now. I think there's over 100 of us at least. And we've started doing weekly writing roundtables where we all just get in a group chat and just discuss our latest goings on and what we've been doing with our writing. So if you want to talk about ideas and meet new people and have more of the social side of writing, get involved. All the links for everything are in the description. And you could also check out our Patreon page if you want to get access to writing classes and books and other kinds of resources like interviews. Again, you can find out about that through the links in the description. Now let's crack on with the show and delve into the spooky side of stories and see what we can learn with the help of Janina Arndt and Lucy Atkinson from the brilliant Fate Fellows podcast. Hello and welcome to another installment of all things folklore, mythological, and today we're going to look at ghost stories, which is something I really enjoy. And to help me do that, I'm delighted to welcome back Janina Arndt and Lucy Atkinson from the Fae Fellows podcast. How's it going today?
It's going good.
Nice one. Mm. So we've been chatting a little bit about the kinds of stories that we like, what we're interested in. I know, Lucy, in particular, you're bang into witchcraft, aren't you?
Yeah, sometimes by choice and sometimes by necessity.
Yeah. So you're very much a specialist in this field. So as we get into the sort of witchy tales and things like that. But before we dive into the specific subjects of ghost stories, I just wanted to get a bit of a foundational understanding of what a ghost story actually is and what the sort of hallmark, sort of key aspects of these kind of stories, what are they?
I guess they're quite difficult to define in nature because they can go from everything from like a really specific situation that someone's had in a personal situation or to like a kind of very old folklore type story that just involves ghosts. But essentially they're stories that revolve around supernatural remnants of something that came before, whether that's ghosts in the physical, as in people, or whether it's like a feeling or a sort of mimic of history that's left behind in a place. It's about what came before. That's the ghost story.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. Because I'm short stories, I'm a bit, sometimes I think I'm okay at them, and then other times I realize I'm really not good at them. Yeah, so it's like the structure and focused on different things. And I think what you just said there is focusing on the feeling and what came before. That is a really good way to sort of narrow down the focus of what you're going to write about. So what can you expand on the sort of these stories of feelings and capturing emotions and stuff like that? Can you tell us a bit more about how we do that?
Yeah, I mean, some of my favorite ghost stories are not necessarily the ones where it's like, oh, these two people drove in town in the middle of the night and they saw this spooky thing. It's more like people went to like a castle or a graveyard, which is not necessarily a pleasant place to be, but and then, you know, had these kind of remembrances of, oh, this must have happened to you, even though they have no possible way of really knowing that. It's sort of a kind of a memory of the feeling of a place. That's the kind of ghost that I believe in, and also the kind of ghost that I think are most interesting to hear about, rather than like, this is Sam. He's been dead for 10 years.
I don't know if you ever watched Most Haunted.
Yeah.
The famous ghost psychic on that, Derek Acora.
Yeah, what a legend, Derek Acora.
I always remember the story you used to tell. And growing up, we all always had Haunted Liverpool by Tom Slemon. And that was a series of, I don't know if they were aimed at children, but anyone could read them, really. And they're just ghost stories from around Liverpool. And it's amazing how many there are. And I'm sure it's the same all over the world, these stories of the unexplained and what impact they had on the victim or the person, the feelings and the fears. And so often it's the unknown, isn't it? The not knowing is the biggest fear. So what are some of your favourite ghost stories? Now, like, I want to dive into some examples.
You know, I have so many. I tend to stick to ghost stories from around here in that same way. I think because what I like about ghost stories is their ability to connect to the history of a place. So I tend to stick with kind of northeastern ghost stories in most of my experience. I like there's one from me here about an old Britain burial of old ancient Britons of a king called Cairn. And the place is called Kirkcarrion. It's like a mound on top of a hill that's buried in kind of an exact circle of trees that have been buried on top of this ancient burial ground. So it's kind of like in Skyrim, kind of like a barrow when you walk into Bleak Falls Barrow. It's one of those. It's one of those places, but actually just in the middle of County Durham. And the thought process is that when they first found it, they found it because a couple of guys were trying to steal some of the stones from this ancient cairn to take back to build a wall. And they just got scared witless because they could hear these kind of ancient Britons shouting at them through the trees. And the thought is kind of that those people, and particularly that king, still live around there and are able to speak in their language and kind of shout at anyone who walks by and try to communicate with them, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, that is really interesting. Mm. So what do you reckon? It's just like an atmosphere there then? Have you been to see it?
Yeah, I did a walk up to see it. It's one of those things where I can see why your mind would start to get a little bit wild up there, because it's quite isolated, but also like incredibly bizarre that there's just this circle of trees in the middle of nothing. It does have an interesting feeling, the place for sure.
I can imagine when the wind's blowing as well.
Yeah.
Getting the feelings there, the ghost stories. What about you, Janine? Have you got any favourites?
I really liked when you were talking about Lily of Lumley, Lucy and the... I think that was even the first episode of our podcast, wasn't it? Yeah. So that is again, like a ghost in a castle of a lady who's been wronged, sort of. So, yeah, I find those quite interesting because it's a way of, you know, women making themselves heard through history. And showing that something went wrong with them, which I quite like. It you know, it does give them a voice in a way that subverts the male sort of expectation. I also found it quite interesting. There's a place in Durham called Crook Hall, which is very haunted by different ghosts apparently. But there's a soldier in the wall who was being heard, like not just heard knocking, but also like he upsets banquet regularly because he was invited for a banquet and he fell in love with the lady of another lord and sort of flirted with her openly on like at the table, and he probably shouldn't have done that because the lord then proceeded to kill him. And the lord of Crook Hall then was like, I don't want a scandal here, so let's just put him in the wall. But he was still alive when they, like, you know, they could have still saved him when they put him in the wall, but they thought, you know what, he might talk So they just bricked him up while he was screaming and shouting and very eerie. But he seems to there are several like modern sightings where people claim that he literally overthrew a banquet, which I think is quite powerful for a ghost. So that's cool.
That's a horrible way to go.
Yeah.
He kicked off in a wall.
Yeah.
You know, what he's doing there, maybe just try and slowly dig your way out until your fingernails fell off.
Mm-hmm. Sort of, yeah. You can try.
Lucy, I just wanted to ask you about witchcraft then, because I think this is a really interesting subject. And I know you're doing a lot of research on it at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I do a PhD in witchcraft and literature.
So what about witchcraft and ghost stories then?
The two things sometimes interlink. The witch trials actually have a lot of crossover with folk belief in general and kind of folk understanding. Fairy tales crop up every now and then when you think they probably shouldn't. And sort of folk stories do too, and sort of ghost stories. I think because witches are in some way a fantastical thing, but they're also a thing that were, to some degree, genuinely feared at one point in our history and persecuted. So other things kind of enter into that. So a lot of times in Scotland, people would be persecuted for the things that they did, which actually, and they would admit to that and they would say, yes, I did that, but actually I was talking to the fairy king and not talking to the devil. So that sometimes comes up. There's that kind of crossover. And that's true for the witches too. Sometimes you'll hear stories of witches in the trials admitting, yes, I was talking to my dead husband, but he was a ghost. He wasn't brought back to life by the devil. And then they'll get persecuted for that because the witch finders will argue, well, that was the devil tempting you. So they'll come up in that way. But also quite often we'll get in places of the country where witch trials are prevalent or were prevalent. Places like Pendle Hill, up here in City Hall in Newcastle, back in Manningtree, and also kind of all over Scotland, we get ghost witches who are like witches who were wrongfully prosecuted trying to take their revenge and say, actually, I was wrongfully killed here for a crime I didn't commit. So sometimes they have that crossover too.
What about the influence that ghost stories have had on the fantasy genre then? Because I know a lot of people do explore, well, dark fantasy is such a big genre, but grimdark, that's sort of branched off into a monstrously popular one now as well. So there is obviously a lot of influence with like horror and ghost stories. How have you seen this development over time, and what do you think about it?
I think fantasy has the ability to tackle ghost stories in two ways. Fantasy as a genre is kind of eclectic, so sometimes it takes things from everywhere and uses them and repurposes them, which is great. So obviously ghost stories are a really good thing for that, particularly local ghost stories, because you can take things that are rooted in history but not necessarily familiar to everyone and kind of repurpose them. But also creating a culture of folk worship in fantasy sometimes leads to the kind of creating the ghost stories of the people you're writing about, which I think is a really useful tool to be able to do. You know, things like, this little boy is the hero of the fantasy. What's he afraid of that goes bump in the night? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love thinking about them things when you create characters.
Yeah.
What are you most afraid of? Playing on the fears. Something I wanted to ask you as well was, what can we learn from ghost stories? And I think we've kind of touched upon a few of the things, focusing on feelings and emotions. I think if you can really get into how a character's feeling, it does make the story so much better. And I think sometimes you're reading things, I do it myself, and I'm reading something I've written and I'd be like, this is so shallow, there's no emotional reaction, there's no engagement with it. So focusing on fears in particular, and the things that put people on edge or make people anxious, it affects us all. So to not touch upon them things, is you're missing a large part of it. So do you think writing ghost stories can help writers, fantasy writers, get better at them kind of things?
For sure. I think for sure they can. It connects the story to history, doesn't it? And it gives the place a richer background.
Yeah. I think that makes a big difference. Makes you feel alive, doesn't it? Something I did, I don't know if you guys have ever tried anything like this, is it was called Nano Nightmares, and they were two-sentence horror stories, actually. I'm going to say four mm-hmm. sentences, but it's two. And that was a real challenge coming up with them, because what do you do? You can't really get into plot. You just got to focus on, like, what you say, feelings and what came before. So what did I do? It was I think I did one about someone walking through, like, the woods on a wintry afternoon, it's going dark, and they come across an abandoned car, like all the windows are gone, looks a bit sort of burnt, I've been there for ages, and as this person's looking around the car, they hear a knock in the boot.
Yeah, I think that's one of the features of more modern ghost stories often as well, that you end on a sort of eerie note that you can't explain, like when you've sort of almost like, you know, you've lifted the curse, you've lifted the haunting in some way, but then something happens that is still not explainable. So like that sort of thing is something that Adam Bushnell told us in a workshop, if you remember, Lucy. He's an author of children's books from the Northeast. And that was quite interesting as well, the way he was sort of approaching them from a structural level like that, where he says, you know, you build it up like that, but then you finish with something that's even scarier.
Always keeping people guessing.
Yeah.
And that's how you keep the series going, don't you, for 10 books?
Yeah.
Leave it with a little something else. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to chat about ghost stories today. If anyone wanted to learn a bit more about ghost stories, which direction would you point them?
First and foremost, I would say, go ask your nan. Go ask your granddad. Go ask the people in your family about the ghost stories, where you're from and all of that. I think speaking to people, older people from where you're from, who have like older cultural stories and more understanding of what folk belief used to be, is really useful, so that we don't let them die.
Well, I mentioned to you, Nina, before that I used to run an Irish pub. And it's amazing when you stand at the bar and people coming up, and you get chatting to people, how many people bring up ghosts and ghost stories, and how many people believe in them. So I say, to add on to what Lucy said there, go to the pub and ask people if they believe in ghosts.
Yeah absolutely.
What about you? Yeah. Have you got any tips?
I think, go to a tourist info wherever you go, and you'll find some kind of haunted book, which is quite interesting. They're not always like, you know, brilliant literature, but like they are certainly interesting to see what sort of stories are in which area, and then at the same time how similar they all are to each other as well. Like I really enjoy going somewhere and then reading about it and being like, ooh, so that was, you know, that was in that room that I've just walked through. I really enjoy that. Or other than that, another podcast that I actually quite like is about M.R. James's stories. And the two guys who are doing that podcast, they've got like loads of books that they recommend for different ghost stories and for things that, like, they've got a free ebook about ghost stories that inspired M.R. James and stuff. A podcast of the curious, I think it's called. So that is something that I like to listen to as well. Kind of recommend.
That's great. And tell us a bit about your podcast before we go.
We talk about ghost stories on a regular basis also. just like I said, like Lily of Lumley was our first episode, I think, more sort of focused on the Northeast. I'm sure there are some more ghost stories to come. We're starting a new season for the podcast soon. So we've just been talking about cryptids and fairy tales, but we are moving on to more sort of location-based tales now.
Oh, for a YouTube channel where two of you are going off exploring, investigating firsthand.
I'd love to do that.
That'll be cool.
COVID's put it a bit behind, but I think we could do some fun explorations.
The Fae Fellows investigate.
yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks very much. Anyway, stick around and we'll be back next time. A big thank you again to Janine and Lucy from the Fae Fellows podcast. Please do go and check out their amazing show. They chat about all kinds of folkloric tales that'll keep you hooked for hours. Again, you can find them on iTunes, Spotify, Google, Amazon, everywhere really. So it's well worth a look. And that's about all for today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please follow or subscribe and consider leaving us a very quick review on Spotify or iTunes. Also, if you want to carry on these kind of discussions and get help with your writing and take it to the next level, join our writing group. We're on Facebook, we're on Discord. Just click the link in the description, enter your email address, and you'll be sent all the instructions and the links about how to join us, and you'll be chatting with us in just a few minutes, and it'll be great to have you there. It's been absolutely lovely chatting to people, especially with our new writing round tables where we're getting involved with like video and audio chat, so it's taken it to the next level. So the links for everything in the description, and we'll be back on the 14th of June with more fantasy writing fun, this time looking at day-to-day hobbies that people enjoyed in the medieval time, just to give your world building that extra level of detail that helps you make your world feel alive. And the people who were just existing within that world, they've all got their own lives and they're all fully engaged in it, and that's what we're going to look at, some extra details to help lay your story. So until then, keep on scribbling.